Track 4. Ding dong merrily on high. Late on Christmas Eve, bells ring out from church towers across Norfolk. The joyful sound is one of the great traditions of our country and county. Nikki Thomas was just 9 when she began bell ringing, following her father into the band of ringers at Long Stratton Church. Today, she manages one of just 3 bell ringing teaching centres in the world. There's one in Worcester, one in Adelaide, Australia, and one at St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich. Even before the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre opened in 2018, St Peter Mancroft was world famous in bell ringing circles. It's the first place a full peal of bells was completed in 1715, that cycling through every possible permutation of the order in which the 8 bells could be rung. It was a remarkable achievement, involving intense concentration and stamina from the ringers and significant mathematical skill from the composer to ensure no repetition. And it was repeated as a 300th anniversary celebration in 2015. Bells have been ringing out from St Peter Mancroft in celebration and warning for many hundreds of years. Today they're rung before services and for local and national celebrations. In the past they were public announcements too, an alert that something unusual was happening, from a general election to a village wedding. They were like a social media. If the bells are ringing, something's going on, said Nikki. Over the centuries, a particular style of ringing was developed in East Anglia and perfected in Norfolk. The call ringing of southwest England became the complex continuous change or method ringing. It was Norwich bell ringers who worked out how to do method ringing, said Nikki. They cracked the code and got the first peal. And she pointed out that the charts ringers used to ensure each bell is rung in the correct, ever-changing order are like weaving patterns, which would have been very familiar to many Norwich people 3 centuries ago. Ringers trace their bells' line through the patterns of each peal. You need to be able to count from 1 to 8, said Nikki, forwards and backwards. That's all you need, in the simplest terms. Learning to handle a bell is the most difficult bit. It's like learning a musical instrument, but you don't need to read music. You follow patterns. Bells elsewhere in the world can sound very different, with tunes played rather than peals rung. But there are outposts of change ringing in Australia, the United States and the Netherlands, with bells hung in the English style and ringers swinging each heavy bell through a full circle on a wooden wheel. In some churches, the bells have names honouring saints or angels. Peals have pretty names too, with Surprise, Delight and Bob, some of the best known. One peal is called Norwich Surprise, another South Walsham Surprise, and there's Plain Bob too. At St Peter Mancroft, there are around 30 ringers on the books, with at least 12 needed per session. Across Norfolk, there are more than 600 bell ringers, ranging in age from primary school pupils to people in their 90s. We're really, really lucky to have this centre, said Nikki, who regularly rings at St Peter Mancroft and South Walsham and is secretary of the Norwich Diocesan Association of Ringers. More than 60 people have already learned to ring at this Discovery Centre and taken their skills to church towers across East Anglia. New ringers are always welcome. Retirement is a popular time to join, although Nikki warned, people always say they wish they'd taken it up when they were younger. It's huge fun, and you get a huge amount out of it, but the younger you start, the more complicated ringing you can do. People also like the history, the challenge, and doing something really loud. Bell ringing is sociable too, with bell ringing bands traditionally moving from church tower to pub after a ringing session. The bands that seem to gel are the ones that go to the pub afterwards, said Nikki, who even met her husband whilst bell ringing. The ringing chamber at St Peter Mancroft is magnificent, entered via a spiral staircase through a tiny door half hidden at the base of the tower. First comes the Ringing Discovery Centre, then further up the tower, the chamber itself, with the 14 bells higher still. I think we are the only infinity ringing chamber, said Nikki, gazing through the floor-to-ceiling window down to the complete length of the vaulted interior of the church. In the Discovery Centre, the hidden training bells are lumps of concrete to give the feel of weight as the ropes are pulled to produce recordings of church bells across Norfolk, played out from laptops. Gone are the days when rookie ringer errors rang out across their town or village. I was very aware that people could hear me, said Nicky. Now, novice ringers use the training bells and computer simulations before graduating to the actual bells. And the centre is not just for beginners. Accomplished ringers hone their skills here too. The centre is also open to the public with regular tours and lots of information about the hot history of bell ringing in Norfolk and beyond. The oldest church bell still rung in Norfolk is in Long Stratton and is an impressive 701 years old. It has rung out in celebration and warning since 1320. The bell ringers of Long Stratton have a Christmas Eve tradition, believed to be unique, of ringing a full peal of its six bells. It takes 2 hours and 45 minutes, and even in 2020, when ringing chambers were closed, it was rung on handbells. There's no other annual peal that has been rung each year for that number of years, said Nicky. She believes one of the finest rings of bells in Norfolk is at St Peter Mancroft, and also particularly loves the bells at the churches in Tibbenham and Redenhall, plus the restored and newly installed bells at Upper Sheringham, Necton and Felmingham. But wherever you are this Christmas and New Year, listen out for the joyful clamour merrily on high, as in heaven and across Norfolk, the bells are ringing.